This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a three-member committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after a sum of burnt cash was found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the Speaker said the three-member panel will comprise Supreme Court Judge Justice Arvind Kumar, Chief Justice of Madras High Court Justice Maninder Mohan Srivastav, and Senior Advocate of Karnataka High Court B.V. Acharya. Mr. Birla said the committee will submit its report as early as possible. The Speaker informed the House that he has accepted the notices signed by the 146 MPs from ruling and opposition benches for the removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. He, however, said the motion in this regard will remain pending till the receipt of the report of the inquiry committee. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the presiding officer Sandhya Ray tried to run the zero hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The chair appealed to the opposition to allow the house to run, but in vain. Amid din, the chair adjourned the house till 3 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour. The opposition members raised the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and other matters. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The centre has allocated 4.12 crore houses to states and union territories under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen so far. Replying to a supplementary during question hour, Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Pemasani said 2 crore 90 lakh houses have already been constructed. He said in the last 10 years, the Narendra Modi government has provided 2.17 lakh crore rupees as central share to states and UTs in comparison to 66,000 crore rupees during the UPA government. Amid row over special intensive revision, the Election Commission of India has said that after 12 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 13,970 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft roll. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India's fight against sickle cell anemia is not just about addressing a genetic disorder, it is a commitment to equity, dignity and the health of the nation's most marginalized communities. Sharing his article on social media, Mr. Nadda said, the National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission, launched in July 2023, aims to not only stop the transmission of sickle cell disease, but also restore dignity and health to millions living with this condition. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Tiranga rallies are being organized across the country. The Ministry of Culture today organized a Tiranga bike rally under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat led the rally along with Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sanjay Seth and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shekhawat highlighted how the Tiranga binds the nation together and reminds us of those who sacrificed their lives for the country.
तिरंगा ऐसी ताकत है जो हम सबको एकता के सूत्र में बांधता है और तिरंगा हमें स्मरण कराता है उन लाखों लाखों बलिदानियों का जिन्होंने देश की रक्षा के लिए देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए अपने आप को समर्पित किया तब देश का प्रत्येक व्यक्ति अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहरा करके अपने आप को गौरवान्वित महसूस करे.
Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with marginal gains in afternoon trade today, led by auto, IT and media sectors. The BSE Sensex advanced 67 points to 80,662 and Nifty added 23 points to 24,608 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.